We just heard in Debbie's story from Mitch Landrieu, the mayor of New Orleans. He insists that his city is, in his words, much, much better prepared than it was 7 years ago. So we thought we'd take a few minutes to understand what lessons New Orleans learned from Katrina and in what ways it's better prepared for Isaac.
I spoke earlier today with Mark Schlefstein, environment reporter with the Times-Picayune. We started by talking about the patchwork of flood walls and levees that proved no match for Katrina. Since then, the federal government has spent $14.5 billion to protect the city.
The first thing they did was they changed from the idea of having a patchwork of levee systems to a single system that is all designed to the same standards and built properly. They also looked at what kinds of hurricanes can actually occur in the Gulf of Mexico rather than just looking at historical hurricanes, and made the heights of the different pieces match what their concerns were for what they call a 100-year storm, which is actually a hurricane with a 1% chance of occurring.
I'm curious about what the current system was focusing on in terms of how it was rebuilt. Can it tackle things like storm surge and rainfall and flooding?
So, first of all, the levee system itself is only designed to protect from storm surge that's coming from outside the levees. But the Corps of Engineers has built resiliency into it, in which even if it is overtopped, the levees and the flood walls will remain in place, so there'll be less flooding that would occur even if there were an overtopping event. Now, the interior areas, in terms of rainfall from a similar sort of 100-year rainfall event, the city of New Orleans still is at great risk of flooding from those kinds of events. But there has been a lot of money that is in the midst of being spent on improving the pumping and the ability of the drainage system to remove that water. But that will remain a problem, but it's, you know, that you don't get 20 feet of water as a result of that. You might get 5 to 7 feet at most.
Any areas of the city that have seen less progress, maybe, that are still areas of concern?
Well, really, it still is a problem for communities that live outside of the levee system. There are several such communities on what's called the West Bank, the south side of the Mississippi River in the New Orleans area, that are out of the new levee system there, several thousand people who live in homes that are not protected.
We've talked about the things that were built by the Army Corps, but can you talk also about the region's eroded wetlands and the sort of natural barriers? Has there anything been done on that front?
There's quite a bit being done, but unfortunately still not quite enough to overcome the loss of wetlands that still occurs, and especially the significant loss that occurred during and after Hurricane Katrina and during two additional hurricanes that occurred in 2008. But there's quite a bit of money that is on its way, so to speak, from both the state and the federal government to assist in rebuilding those wetlands over the next 4 to 5 years.
Finally, Mark, a question less about protection and more about the look of the city. What do neighborhoods that were truly devastated by Katrina look like today?
Well, it really depends on where you are in the city. If you're in Lakeview, which is on the western side of the city and actually was one of the more wealthy neighborhoods prior to Katrina, it's coming back fairly quickly. As you move east, where the income of the community drops and the ability of people to get back in immediately after Katrina and restore their homes was less, we've had less work. And a lot of that work that has been done has largely been done through volunteer agencies or nonprofits.
That's Mark Schlefstein of the New Orleans Times-Picayune, environment reporter. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.